Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. This is great. I'm standing in my living room right now because my generous, genius husband got me recording equipment for Christmas. I'm his very favorite NPR commentator, I think. So I used to have to go to an actual studio for this kind of thing.
Mommy, look at the picture.
Not now, honey. I had to get in my car and burn fossil fuel, drive miles away, sometimes in snow or pouring rain. And then I'd hope the engineer would show up and sometimes... Hey, sweetheart, Mommy's working over here. Can I get a little cooperation? Thanks. Thank you. Anyway, one of the studios had this weird hum. We never could figure out exactly what it was. I think it's in the bathroom. So I remember once I brought a big wool blanket into the studio, and we hung it over some buzzing generator. But, hello? Oh, hi. What you doing? Uh-huh. Oh, that's too funny. Hey, can I call you back? I'm actually recording right now. Uh-huh. No, serious, high-quality stuff. Stuart got it for me for Christmas. Yeah. Isn't that great? Okay. Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Bye. So, the wool blanket didn't work. And the other studio was, well, let's just say we had a minor disagreement about my importance. You know how that is. Generally speaking, the only downside to this whole commentary thing has been the recording aspect. Now it's like all my problems are solved. Can somebody let the dog out? Okay. So now I'm going to be working all the time. Wow. I recommend this setup to anybody who's considering working for radio. This is fabulous. I wonder what great idea my husband will come up with next year for Christmas. I hope he gets me a snow cone maker.